This is the KGEZ Good Morning Show with John Hendricks and Robin Mitchell. Now, Glacier Banks Community Conversations. 15 minutes with one of Northwest Montana's newsmakers.
Glacier Banks totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. And we welcome Congressman Matt Rosendale. Good morning, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Good morning. My feelings got hurt a minute ago when I heard Robin talking about the place being filled with hot air. I was like, wow, that's not a very nice introduction.
I'm talking about us.
Wow.
Yeah,
good way to start the day.
Yeah, we're heating up the atmosphere.
That's right.
Well, Matt, you are right in the very middle of the negotiations to keep the government open this weekend. Give us an understanding. I mean, tell us something we don't already know about all this.
Okay, I'm not going to go through the math unless you want me to, but here's the deal. We had the everybody knows that we are supposed to develop and deliver the 12 separate appropriation bills. That's the way that you were supposed to fund the federal government. And unfortunately, for the last, golly, two decades, what they've been doing is using these other tools, which I prefer to call gimmicks, with continuing resolutions and omnibus bills, and just putting everything into a great big package and passing it. And it has continued, and both sides, guys, you know me, I call everybody out. Both sides have increased the spending. And so we are to the point now where we're staring down the barrel, okay, at this economic collapse. Honestly, this is not overstated, $33 trillion in national debt. And so this Congress, we were assured by McCarthy after we had our big battle in January that this Congress was going to deliver the 12 appropriation bills to properly, responsibly, and transparently fund government. And most of that work, here's the unfortunate part. Most of that work was completed by July 1. We could have started rolling these bills out in July, but Speaker McCarthy sat on them. Why? Is it negligence? Is it malice? I can't answer that question. Only he can answer that question. But I will tell you that we were ready to go ahead and start debating, discussing, amending those appropriation bills back in July, and it didn't happen. August, you guys are very aware, we all were sent home to our districts, and I spent the whole month of August traveling around the state, visiting with businesses and elected officials and schools, finding out what priorities were. And then we return, so September 1, and instead of diving directly into the appropriation bills, they started trying to play some tricks again to develop a funding vehicle that could be sent over to the Senate to prepare them to send another CR and set the stage for another omnibus. And there was a group of us that said, we are not going to go along with business as usual. We have to develop these appropriation bills. And so the government, the House of Representatives, basically was stalled last week. We came together and had a meeting on Thursday, 4 p.m., very diverse group across the entire Republican conference, the most conservative to the least conservative, and we said, okay, we're going to bring four of the appropriation bills out this week, and we're going to have a rule developed to make sure that all four of those have their time on the floor, okay? And so I stayed in and presented to the Rules Committee on Friday. I went back into the Rules Committee on Saturday to participate in this process, to fund government transparently and responsibly. And so we will pass the rule today, okay, and we will bring those bills up. Department of Defense, we're going to bring up Homeland Security, Agriculture, and what they call State and Foreign Ops. So it's like the State Department. Those will be brought up over the next couple of days. Now, are we going to get all the appropriation bills done before September 30? No, you know, so before you guys even ask, no, we're not going to get that done. Okay, I know that, but here's what I will tell you, that when September 30 comes, we're going to have 70% of the funding that the federal government is responsible for. Those bills will be in the Senate. So they will have the opportunity. You don't have to pass all 12 at the same time. That's no different than doing an omnibus bill. They can pass those individual bills and get 70% of the government functioning. They can make sure the military is funded. They can make sure Homeland Security is funded. But even if that doesn't happen, okay, what we're talking about is a slowdown. 15% of the government doesn't get funded. Social Security checks still go out. Active military gets checks on September 30. USAA has said if it goes beyond October 15th, which is when their next pay would come out, that they will issue interest-free advances to make sure that they get through. Federal employees, let's get real about this. Their payment is deferred. It is not eliminated. And what I will tell you is that if we get to that point, I'm not going to accept my pay either during a shutdown. But I'm going to continue to do my work to make sure that we can get through this process. And instead of buckling to the uniparty that wants to pass this continuing resolution leading to an omnibus, that is unacceptable. I will stay here and make sure that we pass appropriation bills.
All right, Senator, Congressman Matt Rosendale is our guest, and let's talk a little bit about the money and where it goes or where it's not going right after this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever signed up for a product or service and asked for more strings attached, please? I don't think so. What you do want is great service, dependability, and value. Easy, no hassles. We can help you with that. This is Cedar Hardy for Glacier Bank, member FDIC. Totally free checking at Glacier Bank is just that. Free, no fine print, no minimum balance required, and no hidden fees. When you open your account, you'll receive a gift. We hope that's okay. Glacier Bank will also buy back your checks and debit card from another financial institution and apply a $25 credit to your new account. Sound good? It is good. You can depend on Glacier Bank to deliver what we offer. No strings attached. Isn't that what you really want?
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is John Hendricks.
Today we're talking with Congressman Matt Rosendale, who, as you just heard, is right in the middle of the debate now on the budget and whether or not we're going to have a government shutdown or a partial shutdown or what's going to happen. Matt, everybody, I think, agrees across the entire political spectrum that the federal government needs to spend less money. The question is, who wants to give up their money?
Exactly. John, you are right. Everybody wants to reduce spending, but they want to do it over in somebody else's sandbox. Oh, my gosh. So let's have some rough math, okay? $33 trillion right now is the national debt, okay? $7 trillion is what they're proposing, or close to it, of what they want to spend this year. $5 trillion is how much we're going to collect, the federal government will, in total revenue. $1 trillion of the five is going to be consumed by paying the interest on that $33 trillion. So now you've got $4 trillion to service that $7 trillion that they're talking about in spending. Real easy math, that leaves $3 trillion annual deficit to add to the $33 trillion, okay? So in 5 years, what you're going to be faced with is $50 trillion in national debt. And this is the projections, okay? Not in 20 years, not in 50 years, 5 years. To service the debt on $50 trillion will consume 50% of the total revenue. Now, if you think we've got difficult decisions to go through right now, I'm here to tell you, with 50% of the revenue gone, we are going to have disastrous decisions that are going to have to be made. Now, what we're dealing with in the 12 appropriation bills is only about I can't even believe I use this word, but it's about $1.5 trillion. The rest of the spending is under mandatory. We're dealing with the discretionary with the 12 appropriation bills. The mandatory spending, everybody says, is, you know, it's only Social Security, it's only Medicare, Medicaid, but that's not true. I have watched just in this short period that I've been here, which is less than 3 years, I have watched Congress push other spending over to the mandatory side so that it never gets reviewed and it goes on autopilot and it just gets renewed every year. And so we have to go into the mandatory side of the spending as well and start reviewing what programs are in there, because it's not all Social Security. It's not all Medicare, and make sure that we are spending money on effective programs. If not, then again, that's going to consume, it's going to consume so much of the revenue that we're going to have a problem. Now, I myself, out of that $1.5 trillion, I have introduced $69 billion worth of reductions in spending, okay, and through the different appropriation bills. And I'm just trying to do my part. But you want to talk about sustainability? I mean, all my dear friends that are the radical environmentalists, they want to talk about sustainability for the earth, and that's why they're going with renewable energy. Well, I want to tell you something. We can't sustain this. We just flat can't sustain this amount of spending.
So who's willing to give up their spending?
That's what we're working through right now, you know, and I am the guy who has to make the tough decisions, and that's what I ran for because I knew it was going to be difficult decisions. And so, I mean, I'm looking right here, and as far as the different appropriation bills, okay, I have get my lines, Homeland Security, okay. $8 billion that needs to come out of Homeland Security, because a lot of the programs that are being funded through Homeland Security aren't really, again, for security programs. The FDA, $700 million. The legislative branch, $400 million. Let me see what we've got here. Anyway, it goes right down the list. I mean, I've gone through and tried to be reasonable and make these reductions in many of these places. We've already passed before the August break, the Military Construction VA, MILCON VA appropriations bill. So that's already been pushed through, and now we're dealing with everything else. And I'm trying to propose some modest reforms on each one of them. But the biggest thing, honestly, John and Robin, is to make sure that we are at least using the appropriation process. If we can begin, if we can move back to using that process, then we at least have a transparent process that's taking place. When I was in rules on Friday and introducing my amendments, the chairman, Representative Cole from Oklahoma, and his vice chair, they came into Congress in 2003, and they said that, you know, when they came in, it was basically like the Montana legislature. Appropriations, everything else took a backseat to that. You came in, you focused your attention on that. It was a total priority. And that's where you brought the bills down to the floor, and people had discussion, debate, and amendments. It was an open rule, and they say that, you know, that's when everybody collaborated to come out with a good product. And we were not having these kinds of deficits piled up on top of us, and we need to return to that process.
Makes a lot of sense. Matt Rosendale is our guest. He's our congressman here in Montana. And I guess Robin is going to riddle you something right after this.
Of course he is.
Yeah. Riddle you this after this.
Mm-hmm. 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 Outfitting your family for winter sports can be a slippery slope. From equipment to clothing, expenses add up faster than a downhill run. This can help. My name is Kristen Delton from Glacier Bank, member FDIC, welcoming you to Save Money Headquarters. The Kalispell Ski Swap is October 7th at the fairgrounds. It's biggest swap around and the place to buy or consign new and used gear. All shapes, sizes, brands, colors, and styles for everyone in your family at a fraction of the cost. Like fresh powder, saving money feels good. So will knowing the proceeds benefit Kalispell Ski Club. Complete details including consignment, early access to the sale, and a family fun night, all at kalispellskiclub.com.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations. Here again is Robin Mitchell.
Well, you are very well spoken this morning. You helped me really understand what's going on back in Washington regarding the budget. Congressman Matt Rosendale, so we've talked about expenses and wanting to cut expenses. What about revenue, tax revenues? Prior to Ronald Reagan, the graduated income tax, corporations contributed more to the overall tax base. And of course, they bailed out the American economy after the Depression. And I can understand how companies want to make more and more money. But like right now in the UAW, we have three CEOs making over $20 million a year. I got to believe they're making ends meet okay. You know, and so what I'm wondering is the last 10, 20 years, the mantra of the GOP has been no new taxes. Well, that doesn't seem sustainable unless we renew some of the older taxes so everybody pays their fair share. Because if middle America doesn't have money to spend, then all we have is Scrooge McDuck back there someplace bathing in his money. So I'm wondering if at some point in time, Matt, you think that revenues are going to have to be addressed as well as expenses.
So what I will tell you, Robin, and this has been proven out many, many times, and these are the same. You and I have the same debate anytime that we're talking about this delta of what's being paid and what's being collected.
Right.
The fact is that lower taxes stimulate the economy. They just do. We've got so many people in our economy that don't pay any taxes, okay? But here's what I will tell you. In 2019, pre-COVID, we collected $3.9 trillion in revenue, federal government did. And there was all the hoopla right after that is when the Republican Congress was able to pass the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And the You know, my good friends on the other side of the aisle screamed to the high, you know, heavens that it was going to increase the deficit and that was going to reduce the revenue, okay, and that it was going to cause us all these problems. What happened is the same thing that we always see happen, and that is that revenue actually increased. You stimulated the economy, so we were at 3.9, these are facts, $3.9 trillion. Revenue collected by the federal government 2019, and now we are at nearly $5 trillion. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act did work, but I'll tell you a much larger tax that everybody, even the folks that don't pay income tax, the bigger tax that everybody pays is inflation. And when we see energy prices going up, gasoline to over $4 a gallon, diesel again nearing $5 a gallon, and energy number one is one of the biggest contributors to inflation. And when we go into winter, you guys know it's going to cost more for people to heat their homes, and it's going to cost them more to get to work. And energy touches every single product that we buy. It's freight in, it's freight out, it's actually manufacturing. It drives everything up. And then the other problem we have is that by continuing to borrow the amount of money that we are at the rate that we are, it devalues everybody's dollar. So this is why folks recognize you know, they may not understand that the federal government spending $3 trillion a year more than they're collecting is devaluing their dollar. But I'll tell you what they do understand. When they go into the grocery store and they buy one bag of groceries and it costs them the same as what they used to buy for three bags of groceries. So inflation is an absolute tax on everybody. Mm-hmm. Even and it's the most severe on those at the lower end of the income spectrum. So again, when we look at the hard numbers, revenue has increased to the federal government because of reduced tax rates, and you can tax the bejeebies out of the billionaires, okay? But it's not going to make a dent in the actual $3 trillion delta, that deficit that we're piling on every year.
Okay, now what is the government's biggest annual expense, Matt?
Man, I don't have the mandatory spending in front of me right now, but I'm going to say it's probably Social Security, okay? But I don't have the mandatory charts in front of me right now, but it's definitely on the mandatory side because the discretionary side is 1.5 trillion out of the almost $7 trillion in spending.
Okay.
But on the Social Security side, we got to remember that that's stuff that everybody who works in this country has contributed to that.
That's paid not, into.
Yeah, that is, that's not necessarily exactly. That's not necessarily tax dollars, normal tax dollars. That's money that both employers and employees have put in their entire working life.
And you can end up paying right. tax on the employer's part if you're making too much as a retired person. But what about, isn't really the largest government expense, if you want to look at it like that, all the employees of the federal government?
I still don't think so, but I don't have that in front of me. So I wouldn't want to be quoted on that. I still believe that it's Social Security. But okay. here's the problem though, okay? Again, when we look at the $3 trillion deficit that's gonna get tacked onto the national debt, within five years, I can tell you easily what the biggest expense is going to be. Interest on the debt, guys. Yeah. And that is going to be a major, major problem.
Okay, now what about the Fed right now? They're saying, gee, unemployment isn't high enough. We got to put more people out of work for the numbers to look good. I just don't get that. Because we need people earning money, right, to pay taxes.
Yeah, you think, and paying their own bills. Yeah, some of the stuff that goes on around here is completely counterintuitive than the real world. You know, let's pay people to stay home. That's a grand idea. They contribute nothing to the GDP. They contribute nothing to productivity, production. Yeah, that's a grand idea. Look, I'm not an economist, and even I know that that's not right.
Matt, I know we got just a limited amount of time with you left here, but I got to ask you, how's your campaign for the U.S. Senate going?
What campaign for the U.S. Senate, John? By golly, I haven't announced anything.
No,
I told you guys.
I know you've been working. You've been working and talking to people and trying to pull support. So I'm just curious as to how that's going.
Oh, I'm not trying to pull support. John, honestly, I'm doing my job, and I still get requests from around the state to come and address groups, whether they're political groups or private groups. They want to hear, you know, the truth. They're like me. They're truth seekers. I'm not a rabble rouser. I'm just a truth seeker. And people want to hear what is really going on, and they know that I will deliver that to them in an unvarnished, you know, fashion, as I always have with you guys. And so, look, I continue to have these discussions with my wife and my family, and I've got a lot of legislators from across the state that I have served with, my former colleagues. Golly day, the folks over there on the Flathead and Danimer Valley. The Speaker of the Montana House and the President of the Montana Senate, they got together with 37 other legislators and sent out a letter of support, encouragement for me a couple of weeks ago. But we've got time. We've got a lot of work that needs to be done between now and the end of the year. The Secretary of State, you know, her deadline's not until March 11th. Christy Jacobs says she doesn't close the window until March 11th, so we've got plenty of time.
All right,
man.
Okay, I'm just I'm trying to stay on top of everything here. That's all. Just trying to stay on top.
Well, don't worry, guys. I'll keep you posted. Okay. You know that.
All right. Matt Rosendale, a stimulating conversation this morning. Thank you so much.
God bless you both. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. It's Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, a service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is totally free. Just about anywhere you are in Northwest Montana, you'll find a Glacier Bank office nearby, keeping you connected to your friends and your community, an important part of the mission of Glacier Bank. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.